First Chronicles chapter 3. These are the sons of David who were born to him in Hebron. The firstborn, Amnon, by Ahinoam the Jezreelite. The second, Daniel, by Abigail the Carmelite. The third, Absalom, son of Maacah, daughter of King Talmai of Geshur. The fourth, Adonijah, son of Haggith. The fifth, Shephatiah, by Abital. The sixth, Ithream, by his wife Eglah. Six were born to him in Hebron, where he reigned for 7 years and 6 months, and he reigned 33 years in Jerusalem. These were born to him in Jerusalem, Shimeah, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon, four by Bathshua, daughter of Amiel. Then Ibhar, Elishama, Eliphelet, Noga, Nepheg, Japhiah, Elishama, Elida, and Eliphelet, nine. All these were David's sons, besides the sons of the concubines, and Tamar was their sister. The descendants of Solomon, Rehoboam, Abijah his son, Asa his son, Jehoshaphat his son, Joram his son, Ahaziah his son, Joash his son, Amaziah his son, Azariah his son, Jotham his son, Ahaz his son, Hezekiah his son, Manasseh his son, Amon his son, Josiah his son. The sons of Josiah, Johanan the firstborn, the second Jehoiakim, the third Zedekiah, the fourth Shallum. The descendants of Jehoiakim, Jeconiah his son, Zedekiah his son, and the sons of Jeconiah, the captive, Shealtiel his son, Malchiram, Pedaiah, Shenazar, Jechamiah, Hoshama, and Nedabiah. The sons of Pedaiah, Zerubbabel and Shimei. And the sons of Zerubbabel, Meshulam and Hananiah. And Shalomith was their sister. And Hashubah, Ohel, Berechiah, Hasadiah, and Jushab Hesed, five. The sons of Hananiah, Pelatiah and Jeshiah, his son Rephaiah, his son Arnan, his son Obadiah, his son Shechaniah. The son of Shechaniah, Shemaiah. And the sons of Shemaiah, Hattush, Igal, Bariah, Neriah, and Shaphat, six. The sons of Neriah, Elionai, Hizkiah, and Azrikam, three. The sons of Elionai, Hodaviah, Eliashib, Peleiah, Akib, Johanan, Deliah, and Anani, seven. First Chronicles chapter 4. The sons of Judah, Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reiah, son of Shobal, became the father of Jehath, and Jehath became the father of Ahumai and Lahad. These were the families of Zorathites. These were the sons of Etam, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. And the name of their sister was Hazalelponai. And Penuel was the father of Gidor, and Azer the father of Husha. These were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. Ashur, father of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Naara. Naara bore him Ahuzam, Hefer, Temenai, and Heahashtarai. These were the sons of Neara. The sons of Hela, Zireth, Ishtar, and Ithnan. Koz became the father of Anub, Zobabah, and the families of Aharhel, son of Harum. Jabez was honored more than his brothers, and his mother named him Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from hurt and harm." And God granted what he asked. Jelub, the brother of Shuha, became the father of Mehir, who was the father of Eshton. Eshton became the father of Beth-Rapha, Paseah, and Tehina, the father of Ir-Nehash. These are the men of Rekah. The sons of Kenaz, Othniel and Seraiah, and the sons of Othniel, Hehath and Meonathai. Meonathai became the father of Ophrah, and Seraiah became the father of Joab, father of Ge-Harashim, so-called because they were artisans. The sons of Caleb, son of Jephunneh, Iru, Elah, and Naam, and the son of Elah, Kenaz, the son of Jehalalel, Ziph, Ziphah, Tiriah, and Asarel. The sons of Ezra, Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalon. These are the sons of Bithiah, daughter of Pharaoh, whom Mered married, and she conceived and bore Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, father of Eshtemoah. And his Judean wife bore Jared, father of Gedor, Heber, father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, father of Zanoah. The sons of the wife of Hodiah, the sister of Naham, were the fathers of Keilah the Garmite and Eshtemoah the Maacathite. The sons of Shimon, Ammon, Rina, Benhinan, and Tylon. The sons of Ishai, Zoheth and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Shelah, son of Judah, Er, father of Likah, Laada, father of Marishah, and the families of the guild of linen workers at Beth-Ashbea, and Jochim, and the men of Kozeba, and Joash, and Saraph, who married into Moab, but returned to Lechem. Now the records are ancient. These were the potters and inhabitants of Netaim and Gederah. They lived there with the king in his service. The sons of Simeon, Nemuel, Jamin, Jarib, Zerah, Shaul, Shalom was his son, Mibsam his son, Mishma his son. The sons of Mishma, Hamuel his son, Zakur his son, Shimei his son. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters. But his brothers did not have many children, nor did all their family multiply like the Judeans. They lived in Beersheba, Molada, Hazar Shual, Bilha, Ezem, Tolad, Bethuel, Hormah, Ziklag, Beth-Markaboth, Hazar-Susim, Beth-Bira, and Sha'araim. These were their towns until David became king, and their villages were Etam, Ain, Rimon, Token, and Ashan, 5 towns, along with all their villages that were around these towns, as far as Baal. These were their settlements, and they kept a genealogical record. Meshobab, Jamlech, Josha, son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu, son of Joshabiah, son of Seraiah, son of Asiel, Elionai, Jaakabah, Jeshohiah, Asaiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benaiah, Ziza, son of Shiphai, son of Alon, son of Jediah, son of Shimrai, son of Shemaiah. These mentioned by name were leaders in their families, and their clans increased greatly. They journeyed to the entrance of Gedor, to the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks, where they found rich, good pasture, and the land was very broad, quiet, and peaceful, for the former inhabitants there belonged to Ham. These, registered by name, came in the days of King Hezekiah of Judah, and attacked their tents and the Meunim, who were found there, and exterminated them to this day, and settled in their place, because there was pasture there for their flocks. And some of them, 500 men of the Simeonites, went to Mount Seir, having as their leaders Pelatiah, Neriah, Rephaiah, and Uziel, sons of Ishai. They destroyed the remnant of the Amalekites that had escaped, and they have lived there to this day. 1 Chronicles chapter 5. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel. He was the firstborn, but because he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, son of Israel, so that he is not enrolled in the genealogy according to the birthright. Though Judah became prominent among his brothers, and a ruler came from him, yet the birthright belonged to Joseph. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, Hanoch, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Joel, Shemaiah his son, Gog his son, Shimei his son, Micah his son, Reiah his son, Baal his son, Beera his son, whom King Tilgath-Pilneser of Assyria carried away into exile. He was a chieftain of the Reubenites. And his kindred, by their families, when the genealogy of their generations was reckoned, the chief, Jael, and Zechariah, and Bela, son of Azaz, son of Shema, son of Joel, who lived in Aroer, as far as Nebo and Baal-Meon. He also lived to the east as far as the beginning of the desert, this side of the Euphrates, because their cattle had multiplied in the land of Gilead. And in the days of Saul they made war on the Hagarites, who fell by their hand, and they lived in their tents throughout all the region east of Gilead. The sons of Gad lived beside them in the land of Bashan, as far as Salakah, Joel the chief, Shapham the second, Janai, and Shaphat in Bashan, and their kindred according to their clans, Michael, Meshulam, Sheba, Jorai, Jachan, Ziah, and Eber, 7. These were the sons of Abihail, son of Hurai, son of Jeroah, son of Gilead, son of Michael, son of Jeshushai, son of Jado, son of Buz, Ahi, son of Abdiel, son of Gunai, was chief in their clan. And they lived in Gilead, in Bashan, and in its towns, and in all the pasture lands of Sharon to their limits. All of these were enrolled by genealogies in the days of King Jotham of Judah, and in the days of King Jeroboam of Israel. The Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh had valiant warriors who carried shield and sword, and drew the bow, expert in war, 44,760 ready for service. They made war on the Hagrites, Jetur, Naphish, and Nodab, and when they received help against them, the Hagrites and all who were with them were given into their hands, for they cried to God in the battle, and he granted their entreaty because they trusted in him. They captured their livestock, 50,000 of their camels, 250,000 sheep, 2,000 donkeys, and 100,000 captives. Many fell slain because the war was of God, and they lived in their territory until the exile. The members of the half-tribe of Manasseh lived in the land. They were very numerous from Bashan to Baal-Hermon, Senir and Mount Hermon. These were the heads of their clans, Epher, Ishai, Eliel, Azriel, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, and Jadiel, mighty warriors, famous men, heads of their clans. But they transgressed against the God of their ancestors, and prostituted themselves to the gods of the peoples of the land, whom God had destroyed before them. So the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of King Pul of Assyria, the spirit of King Tilgath-Pilneser of Assyria, and he carried them away, namely the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and brought them to Hala, Habor, Hara, and the river Gozan, to this day.